now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's area weather forecast calling for sunny skies with a high near 95. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our lead story. Franklin County Sheriff David Bartoni says a search for a man believed to have went into the water from a boat at Ren Lake Marina on Monday afternoon will continue today. Around 5:10 p.m. on Monday, sheriff's deputies, along with personnel from the Ren Lake Army Corps of Engineers, IDNR, the Cesar Fire Protection District, Benton Fire Department, Abbott EMS, and the Franklin County Emergency Management Special Operations Dive Team responded to the marina to begin searching for the man using personnel, sonar devices, and divers. Sheriff Bartoni says the search was suspended overnight due to darkness. No other details are being released at this time. More news after this.
Many colleges and universities are facing uncertain times as they plan for the fall semester. At Frontier Community College, we want you to know that we are planning for face-to-face classes while focusing on classroom safety and sanitation. Don't take the risk of going into debt for education that may only be offered online. Plan your future at Frontier, where we offer high-quality education at an affordable rate. Visit our website at iecc.edu and call 842-3711 to meet with an advisor today.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and nighttimes by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
And now, the rest of the news. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis has the story.
The Albion City Council met in a regular session at the Senior Center Monday night. The council approved the new budget, which came in at $2,301,025 for revenues and expected expenditures of $2,300,541. The council also passed the appropriations ordinance in the amount of $2,365,546. The council discussed the current language in the sidewalk ordinance, which states that all sidewalks will be repaired by the city. However, some councilmen would like to see the ordinance put back the way it was and have the landowner pay for the concrete and the city provide the labor. No action taken last night. The Randy Hallam sidewalk on North 4th Street will be repaired by the city under the current ordinance language. More discussion about vacating an alleyway between 6th and 7th Street at the request of Levi Fenton. The city is in agreement to allow this. However, the city attorney will need to draw up an ordinance. Marty Reed told the council that the current contractor to repair the city's water wells says that they are too busy to come and do maintenance work on the city's wells. Reed will continue to contact the company at the request of the city council. Alderman Don Rigg commented that the repair work on South 7th Street between Terminal and Walnut is looking rather nice. In the mayor's report, Mayor Harris told the council that police officer Sean Sager will be resigning from the force on July 13th. Sager is enlisting in the military. The council agreed to advertise for applicants for that position. Joe Rivers' request to have a special liquor license for his bowling alley event on July 18th from 4 to 10 p.m. was approved after Mayor Harris voted to allow the event. The council had a tie vote, with Mayor Harris breaking that tie. The board approved a payment to Herschel Johnson Implement Company for $1,825 for sewer repair and for sewer backup from a manhole cover being left off near Ataraxia, which flooded the sewer system and caused that backup at Johnson's. The council briefly addressed the fireworks displays inside the city limits with no action taken. Aldermen Spear and Hodson were absent from that meeting. Reporting for the news leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
A boil order has been issued for all City of Grayville water customers until further notice. A scheduled fire hydrant replacement and water tower maintenance has forced the shutdown of the water system. Once water service is restored, customers should bring water to a rolling boil before consumption. once two consecutive water samples have been cleared by the city's Illinois Environmental Protection Agency-approved laboratory, the boil order will be lifted. Wayne City High School graduation is set to take place on Saturday, July 11th at 5 p.m. The Wayne City 8th grade graduation will take place at 7. In consultation with the local health officials, the school will be allowing 10 guests per graduate. Families will also be allowed to stay and view the entire ceremony. Both ceremonies will be live streamed by WFIW. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 in Illinois declined significantly over the holiday weekend and on into Monday. The state reported just 6 new COVID-related deaths on Sunday and Monday, marking a low since March 25th. The 7-day rolling positivity rate remained at 2.6% on Monday for the 7th straight day, after ticking downward from 2.7%. So far, there have been 7,026 COVID-related deaths reported in the state, among 147,865 confirmed cases in 101 counties. The recovery rate for those 42 days removed from a positive test is 94%, according to IDPH. Meanwhile, Hamilton County Health Department was notified of one additional positive case, a female in her 20s. To date, there have been 6 lab-confirmed positive cases of the virus in Hamilton County. 3 people have recovered, 2 are currently in isolation at home, and 1 person is currently hospitalized. Hamilton County has done a total of 390 tests, with 384 negative test results. Health department officials continue to investigate each case, ensuring the isolation of the positive patient. In addition, Hamilton County Health Department places close contacts that have had exposure to the positive patient on quarantine for a minimum of 14 days. This allows for symptoms to develop and pass without posing risk to others. If you are contacted by public health officials, please respond promptly. The number of cases can be reduced by adhering to the Restore Illinois recommendations, washing hands frequently, disinfecting commonly touched surfaces, and maintaining space of at least 6 feet from others. The Wayne County Sheriff's Department responded to a single vehicle accident on Monday. 62-year-old Robert L. Grieve of St. Peters, Missouri, was northbound on County Highway 1 near Jasper in a 2010 Toyota Corolla when he attempted to turn east onto 1320 North, missed the turn, and hit a fence. Grieve was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident and leaving the scene. There were no reported injuries. Wayne County responded to a single vehicle accident Monday near Lamard. 62-year-old Jackie F. Webb of Sisney was driving east on County Highway 16 in a 2014 Ford Focus when the vehicle struck a deer. North Wayne Ambulance responded to the scene, and Webb was transported to Fairfield Memorial Hospital. On Monday, Wayne County Sheriffs responded to a single vehicle accident near Barnhill. 65-year-old Michael G. Deffendahl was southbound on Highway 45 in a 1999 E-150 when the trailer he was pulling started to sway, causing him to lose control of the vehicle and jackknife across the roadway. There were no reports of injuries at the scene. Wayne County Sheriffs arrested 44-year-old Scotty Dale Yarber of Wayne City on a charge of aggravated domestic battery. Yarber was taken to the Wayne County Jail and is awaiting a first appearance scheduled for July 9th. Wayne County arrested 51-year-old Norman E. Overturf of Fairfield on a warrant for theft Monday. He is currently being held in Wayne County Jail pending the posting of $1,020 bond. And 39-year-old Fairfield resident Rodney A. Esmond was arrested on Monday on a warrant for theft. Esmond is being held in the Wayne County Jail pending the posting of $1,020 bond. A McLeansboro woman is in custody for attempted first-degree murder and more possible charges after police were called to Hamilton Memorial Hospital following an incident late Saturday night. Hamilton County Sheriff Tracy Lakin says one of his deputies took 78-year-old Linda K. Johnson into custody for attempted first-degree murder, aggravated discharge of a firearm, and aggravated battery after officers were summoned to the emergency room at the hospital for a report of a gunshot victim around 12:20 Sunday morning. After further investigation, it was learned that the victim had been shot by their spouse. The victim was transferred to an Evansville, Indiana hospital and is listed in stable condition. The Hamilton County State's Attorney's Office is reviewing the case, and Johnson is currently lodged in the White County Jail. Illinois State Police District 19 has announced the results of an alcohol countermeasure enforcement patrol held in Saline County in July. This ACE patrol allowed the ISP to focus on preventing, detecting, and taking enforcement action in response to violations associated with impaired driving and illegal transportation or consumption of alcohol and drugs. There was a total of 4 citations or arrests and a total of 42 written warnings. 2 people received alcohol drug citations, 1 for an occupant restraint offense, 7 citations were issued for registration offenses, 3 driver's license offenses, and 1 insurance violation. Alcohol and drug impairment is a factor in more than 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in Illinois. There is 1 alcohol-related death every 53 minutes in the United States. And Illinois State Police District 19 announced the results of a roadside safety check held in Wayne County during the late evening hours of July 3rd and early morning hours of July 4th at the intersection of Illinois Route 15 and Illinois 142. There was a total of 6 citations or arrests and 13 written warnings, including 2 occupant restraint offenses, 5 registration offenses, 5 driver's license offenses, and 1 insurance violation. There were no citations or arrests for DUI or other alcohol or drug citations. Nearly 10,000 people die each year due to alcohol-impaired driving. RSCs are designed to keep our roads safe by taking dangerous DUI offenders off the road. And the river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 6.46 feet, below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.56 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is currently at 5.46 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bompaw Creek at Browns reads 1.07 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi has a reading of 8.22 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently stands at 6.28 feet. Today's crude oil price is $33.63, down 2 cents from yesterday. The August price of crude is $40.21, down 73 cents since yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. 8-count fluffy hamburger or hot dog buns, 99 cents. Curds, ketchup, or mustard, 99 cents each. 15.4-pound bag Kendall charcoal briquettes, $5.99. And Howdy's smoking sauce, $3.49. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main in Fairfield.
Newly graduated or a seasoned nurse? Your career is here. Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics have full and part-time job opportunities close to home. We offer competitive pay with RNs starting at $23.50 an hour, a team environment great for learning, and most positions offer an attractive benefit package, including medical, dental, vision, and paid time off. To find out more about Hamilton Memorial Hospital career opportunities, visit hmhospital.org and click on careers. Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics is an equal opportunity employer.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 92. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. So far, the stocks are mixed. The Dow is at 26,101, down 186 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,453, up 20. August crude oil is at $40.76. That is up 13 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 67-year-old Joe F. Winters of Sisney died Thursday, July 2nd at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. He who is a factory worker for Roadmaster. Joe Winters is survived by a sister, Mary Gain, of Fairfield, brother John E. Winters of Flora, sister-in-law Jolene Kettle of California, three nieces, three nephews, and several great-grandnieces and nephews. He was preceded in death by his parents, two brothers, Galen and Paul, and a sister-in-law, Judy. Funeral services for Joe Winters will be at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, July 8th, at Pleasant Grove Christian Church. Burial will be in Pleasant Grove Cemetery. Visitation is from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Wednesday at the church. Social distancing measures are strongly encouraged for those attending the service. This will be a St. Louis Cardinal baseball theme, and the family requests everyone to wear their Cardinals gear. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to Pleasant Grove Christian Church of Jeff or Christian Church of Flora, and will be accepted at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Fond memories and expressions of sympathy may be shared with the family at MeredithFuneralHome.com. 93-year-old Carmi resident Dwight Dell Marshall died at 2:25 a.m. on Monday, July 6th at Wabash Christian Village. He joined the United States Army and served during World War II, and then went on to work in the oil field as a pumper for many years. Dwight Marshall is survived by a sister, Shirley Morrison, daughter Connie Warren of Norris City, two sons, Daryl Marshall of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and David Marshall of Carmi, seven grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and five great-great-grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his parents, wife, and a brother, Lynn Marshall, as well as a great-grandson. Funeral services for Dwight Dell Marshall will be held at 3 p.m. on Thursday, July 9th at New Beginning Church of God in Carmi. Burial will be in North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi, with full military honors by the American Legion and the VFW. Visitation will be held after 1 p.m. until the time of service on Thursday at the church. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the New Beginning Church of God in Carmi, and will be accepted at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, who is in charge of the arrangements. An 88-year-old West Salem resident, Ray Allen Marks, died on July 5th at St. Vincent Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. Ray was a lifelong farmer in Edwards County, served on the County USDA Farm Service Agency Committee for 25 years, and was a Pioneer Seed corn sales representative until 1996. Ray Marks is survived by his wife, Ruby Lee, two daughters, Terry Gill of Bone Gap and Dixie Timbrook of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, two sons, Tom Marks of West Salem and Tim Marks of Lebanon, Indiana, as well as 11 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and one on the way. Ray was preceded in death by his parents, brother Gene, and one great-grandchild. An outdoor memorial service for Ray Allen Marks will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, July 11th at the Ray Marks Home, located at 352 County Road, 1850 North, West Salem, Illinois. Burial will be at the Macedonia Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Oil Belt Christian Service Camp or Marion Christian Church, and will be accepted by Ingram Meredith Funeral Home. Online condolences and fond memories are encouraged and may be shared with the family at MeredithFuneralHome.com. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is honored to be entrusted with the arrangements. And as a reminder, obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWRadio.com. Reporting for WFIW WOKZ News, I'm Jeremy Smith.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Sunny skies with a high of 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. We're expecting a low around 72. And then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 92. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunny on Thursday, a high of 92 and low of 72. Scattered showers are possible on Friday. Friday will have a high of 88 with a low of 70. And then sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 90 with a low around 70.